This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street, or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today. Greetings, I am Barry. This is The Voice Within for another week. So, despite what happened on the weekend, we are going to carry on, and hopefully things will improve. Don't hold your breath. So this week, we're going to start off with Patricia Coda Robles, because on the 28th, there's another eclipse coming up.
Hi everyone, Pam Gregory, astrologer. I'm going to be speaking to you today about the second half of October and the lunar eclipse that we have coming up in Taurus on the 28th. Now, I am recording this video very early. That's partly because of my own personal work commitments, but it's also partly because this eclipse month is just so huge. So I wanted you to be very aware of the energies going right through the month. So just to remind you, the solar eclipse, the annular solar eclipse, is happening on the 14th of October. And the eclipse path for that eclipse was running sort of northwest to southeast across the United States through kind of Oregon, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, Texas. And if we're looking forward, there's a very powerful total solar eclipse next April. April's going to be a huge month next year for various astrological reasons. That is going to be running from the northeast to the southwest. So it's like a cross, if you like, going across America. And I believe the crossing point is round about Texas. So this feels like a kind of pressure cooker for the US, and putting more emphasis, more focus on the US at the same time as the US has its Pluto return, which I've talked about a great deal, for exactly the degree for the final time this year, although that process clearly will roll on all through next year and possibly beyond. But eclipses act like portals, doorways to new dimensions. They're very powerful. They very often bring surprises, a little bit like Uranus transits. They often bring wild card opportunities, shocks, surprises, and the changes are usually permanent. So they're a big deal, particularly if they aspect anything in your chart. Now, eclipses always bring with them intensity. I've used that word so often in the last 3.5 years, but again, this is another peak moment because the solstices, equinoxes, and eclipses act as peak energy moments, if you like. So from the 12th of October till the 24th of November, we have Mars moving into its ancient sign of rulership, Scorpio. It's very comfortable in Scorpio. So it's moving out of Libra, where it's had to be quite diplomatic, quite strategic, not loud, into Scorpio, where it's kind of unleashed. It will be like a laser beam. It has a passion, it has a focus, particularly for digging up secrets that are underhand, underworld, underground, big money, criminal money, that kind of thing. So it will be quite relentless and ruthless over that period of time in digging up secrets that may be related to not only finance, Scorpio, and by the way, this is the last eclipse we are going to have in a financial sign. As I start to talk about the lunar eclipse in Taurus, Taurus-Scorpio, that's the financial axis. We won't have another eclipse in that financial axis for 8 to 9 years. So this is why this is important too. So it may be digging up Mars and Scorpio, maybe digging up secrets about big money, hidden money, criminal money, long repressed secrets. Could also be linked to issues around toxicity of all kinds. That's also very Scorpionic. But to look at some of the detail as we run into this lunar eclipse, and all the way through the whole of October, we're going to have that energy. And remember, with eclipses, you feel the energy up to a month before and up to 6 months later, generally, or certainly the consequences of the eclipses up to 6 months later. So on the 18th of the month, we have the Sun and Mercury in Libra opposing Eris. Now, Eris, because it has a 560-year cycle, is in Aries for a very long time. And remember, the symbolism of Aries is all about warrior, sister of Mars, feisty street fighter, will not give in in any kind of compromise. She is absolutely unrelenting, a little bit like Mars in Scorpio is unrelenting in getting to the truth, getting to justice and moving towards a fairer society. So Eris has some great stuff going for her. But the Sun and Mercury in Libra opposing Eris may make people realize, if they've been at all compliant or people-pleasing, either personally or in a larger social context, you know, they didn't want to rock the boat, they wanted to go along with the system, that they may be realizing that may not have served them perfectly. There's that kind of feeling. And Eris brings with her a feeling of people, more people want more freedom of expression, more freedom of action. They just want to be freer to live who they are in a state of authenticity. So that's round about the 18th. And very soon after that, 20th, 21st, Mercury and the Sun are both square to Pluto. So this is bringing up issues again of power. Yet again, Pluto is so heavily aspected this year. And around about the 20th, it could be powerful words on the world stage by some leader. It could be powerful words in your personal life. And again, the next day, issues around power and control. But it's triggering Eris at the same time. He was resisting very fiercely and will never give in. The moon is also in that repeating T-square of being square to Eris and Pluto too. Positively that day, on the 21st, we have Jupiter trine to Venus at 12 degrees of Taurus Virgo. So if you have any planets around 12 degrees of the Earth signs, Taurus Virgo Capricorn, I'd go from kind of 11 to 13 degrees of the Earth signs. You may around that day see some success or some recognition or even some abundance coming in for you, something you've earned. There's a sense of expansion, which is very positive and could relieve some of these more intense energies. On the 23rd, and we're well into this lunar eclipse energy at this point, we have Pluto in a hard aspect to Venus, Pluto's sesquiquadrate Venus. And this is at the same time that we have the moon square to Uranus in Taurus. Now, Pluto always brings intensity, turmoil, and Venus is love and Venus is money. So it could well be that, particularly if Venus is moving through your fifth house or your seventh house, or through the financial houses, second house, eighth house. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can download a free birth chart from my website, go to the link below and get a two-part video series that will take you from zero to teach you. They're not personal birth chart analysis, they're teaching videos to teach you how to find these points in your chart and therefore make much more sense of these updates I do for you regularly. So there could be emotional turmoil at this time. There could be in relationship, there could be financial turmoil. And that because of this lunar eclipse being in Taurus and three planets in Scorpio, as we'll see in a moment, both financial signs, and as I say, it's the last sign for 8-9 years in that financial axis, it could well bring up because October is the historic time for stock market volatility. I understand already in the US there's a lot of volatility around bonds, treasury bonds, US bonds. We may see that. And the moon square to Uranus in Taurus, Taurus ruled by Venus, banking, currencies, stock markets, money. So we will see what unfolds. It's very interesting that if I look at the chart for the stock market crash, that has its midheaven at 29 of Capricorn, and that's exactly where Pluto is moving on to, of course, in the next few months. On the 26th, we have Mars sesquiquadrate Neptune. And this can be wonderful if you're involved in any kind of spiritual practice, you know, yoga, qigong, tai chi, that kind of thing. But if you have, you're following specific goals or ambitions with Mars, you may feel that they dissolve a little bit, or you just lose enthusiasm, or they seem less interesting or less compelling. You just kind of lose it, really, lose that point of focus. But it is excellent for spiritual practice, excellent for meditation as well, actually. So then we have the lunar eclipse on the 28th. And I'm going to show you the chart in a moment. This is at 5 degrees and 9 minutes of Taurus. And this happens at 1:23 p.m. Pacific and 9:23 p.m. UK time. Now, we have six planets in fixed signs here, a lot of fixity. So that suggests great determination that we have at this time, but also a lot of us kind of digging in our heels around our views and particularly around our belief systems, which are very highlighted at this time, which we'll see. So just before I show the chart, I just wanted to share with you, first of all, the eclipse path. For this lunar eclipse, it's quite different from the solar eclipse, and it's very broad geography, actually. So this covers, it's a partial lunar eclipse, and it covers Europe, Asia, Australia, Africa, the east, mainly the eastern side of North and South America, Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Arctic and Antarctic areas. So that's very broad. But if we look at the astrocartography, and that's different, that isn't the eclipse path, that means where at the moment of the lunar eclipse, where planets become angular on an angle, like ascendant, descendant, midheaven, IC. And that's more specific. So at this lunar eclipse, the lunar eclipse is angular on the midheaven, in fact, running through Vancouver, Canada. And because it's on the midheaven, that may say something about, you know, pivotal change, because lunar eclipses are about endings and beginnings, pivotal change in the leadership or the government of that country. It's also angular, skimming northeastern Brazil. And at the time of the lunar eclipse, we have Uranus at the base of the chart, the IC, which is the land. Now, Uranus is a very eruptive energy, as you probably know by now. If you listen to my videos, a very, you know, earthquakey, volcanic kind of energy. And it needn't necessarily be the land. It could be, you know, political, financial, etc. But that's running really straight up through California, vertically Nevada, Idaho, skimming kind of eastern Washington state and up into Canada. And that's Uranus on the IC, the land. The lunar eclipse in a different geography is also angular straight through central Australia. And in that geography, Pluto is on the IC, on the land. So that could suggest some great transformation happening for Australia. It's straight through central Australia. The eclipse also runs on the midheaven, again, suggesting some kind of possible change in leadership or government straight through Russia, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. Pluto is also on the IC running through Japan as well. So these are quite specific and big and important. So I know that covers a huge amount of the world, but any of those geographies could come into prominence at this time. Not all of them, that's very unlikely, but because astrology is a language of probability, then we should expect some of those geographies to come into the news, to come into prominence in some way. So just watch and observe, and let's see what unfolds. So lunar eclipses are like big full moons. So this is very much the peak of the moon cycle. So see where 5 degrees of Taurus falls in your chart, where the moon is. The sun and moon are always opposite each other at a big full moon, of any full moon, in fact. So see which house area this falls in your chart. So it usually represents some closure, completion, culmination, shining a light on something you didn't see so clearly before. It's a very big time of ending, actually, ending and release. Releasing anything. A full moon is a great time to release anything which no longer serves you, particularly when it's a really big full moon like a lunar eclipse. So see where it falls and see that house area, what patterns, what behaviors, what, you know, self-talking, self-narrative, you could let go. This is a very big time for clearing, and all the bigger because of everything else that, you know, the really big context that's going on in the world. I do think this is a very volatile time financially, as I say, and that's linked to Taurus and Scorpio. But Taurus is also linked to our food supplies, our agricultural systems, food production. It's also linked on our kind of feelings of safety and security, what we need to feel safe and secure in our lives. It's about the fundamental needs, really. And to emphasize that, we have Uranus at 21 of Taurus. And if you can see this black line with a little Q here, this is 165 degrees to the sun, quindicile. Quindiciles, 165 degrees, have very tight orbs, only 2 degrees either way. But it's an aspect of upset or obsession or some kind of, you know, turmoil in some way. And of course, that reinforces this very strong Scorpio energy, which is so emotionally intense, Sun, Mercury, and Mars, particularly Mars, as I say, because it's so driven in this, its old sign of rulership. So it'll be interesting to see which house area for you it falls in, because that will give you some idea of what you're feeling intense about personally. But this is likely to produce some heated words, Mercury, Mars, sharp words, heated words, words in revenge, Scorpio, you know, speaking too quickly. That conjunction becomes exact on the 29th, but really this is a triple conjunction around, you know, we're spatting, we're tempers, we're, you know, fierce, angry words are going to be spoken at this time, as I say, and we're likely to be feeling very emotional. We're ready to fight, almost, is the energy here, ready to fight a battle. And the battle could be, and, you know, again, I'm speaking more to 3D level here, because, of course, if we're on our eagle's perch, we may not want to do that. But certainly at a 3D level, there is great potential for a fight for what you believe in, because Mars, Jupiter, there's a Mars-Jupiter exact by degree opposition here, and Mars-Jupiter is always about belief systems, what you're ready to fight for in terms of your belief systems. So something is being uncovered, I would say, Mars-Scorpio revealing secrets. Something's being uncovered that we are feeling very emotionally intense about, and that we are willing to fight for, because it's part of the belief system. And we may equally be fighting against other people's belief systems about what they believe, that this could produce some confrontations. And Scorpio is very complicated as a sign, whereas the other end of this full moon, this lunar eclipse, moon conjunct Jupiter, this will certainly blow up the emotion at this time. Moon is our emotion, Jupiter expands, it'll blow up, expand, magnify, amplify whatever is unfolding at this time. But also, it will encourage us, because if Scorpio is intense and complicated, Taurus just wants to take us back to the simple, back to the basics, bare feet on the earth, grow your own vegetables, grow by the phases of the moon, get in touch with the natural rhythms of the earth, you know, warmth, decompress your energy. Taurus is not only linked to nature and the earth, it's linked to our own physical body. So can you, you know, there will be a deep urge for stillness and peace here, deep urge to just check out for a while from all this kind of full on emotional intensity and all that's being revealed, and just warmth. So remember these simple, simple things you can do. Close your eyes, drop into your breath, baby belly breath. Imagine that the breath is just breathing you. In and out through your belly, just like a baby. You're not forcing, you're not pushing. The breath is breathing you. But it's a deep belly breath. 100% focus on the breath, nothing else. Not on all the crazy drama outside. 100% focus for these few moments. You can put your worries in a box by the side. You can pick them up when you're finished. Just warmth, and just let that breath subside. Let it slow. Let it deepen. Take a pause at the end of the inhale and the exhale particularly. Just drop into that breath. That will take you to stillness very quickly. Reduce your cortisol levels with all this intensity really quickly. Or drop into the heart. Imagine that you're breathing in and out through the heart. Feel your heartbeat. Ideally have bare feet on the grass. Simple, simple things. Or just have your back against a tree, staring at the sky, listening to birdsong. There's a big urge here for simplicity and stillness and connecting to the earth. Bare feet on the grass, weather permitting, as often as you can. And also try and get, which is what the astrology is encouraging us to do here, is have this sense of expansion, energetic expansion, moon Jupiter, welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. That's what this aspect is about. Jupiter is higher consciousness. It's the planet of expansion in Taurus, ruled by Venus. I'm welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. And really try and feel that sense of expansion and spaciousness. Spaciousness as often as you can in your day, as well as taking a few moments out to drop into the breath. Take a few moments out to look up. Look up to the trees. Look up to the sky. How often are we looking down to our phones, even when we're outside in nature? That's why I never, ever take my phone in nature. There's no point, then I'm not in nature. So try and cultivate that sense of spaciousness and expansion, because we are walking into worlds right now, for sure. And I think we're getting a stronger and stronger sense of this. I mentioned a couple of videos ago that, you know, Bashar, channeled by Daryl Anker, has spoken about, you know, this glass wall between these two worlds, that we could see each other, or certainly we could see the 3D world, but we weren't fully partaking of it. Whereas it's less possible, I think, for 3D to see the higher dimensions, because it's a very contracted energy. And so really, the more you can develop this sense of spaciousness and expansion by just looking up, look up to the treetops, look up to the sky, simple stuff, but feel what's coming in, because this energy is coming in leaps and bounds, and we know it is. So the other aspect I want to talk about here is Varuna, dwarf planet Varuna. And I've talked about Varuna in the past, but just to recap, she's at 8:45 of Leo. Remember, they've all got very slow orbits. So she's in a T square to the sun and the moon, which are at 5 of Taurus. And Varuna is the Hindu creator god of the oceans and the waters. In fact, she's really connected to all bodies of water all over the world, the whole underwater universe as well. She's said to watch over the demons of the ocean in the myth. I find that extremely interesting. She's connected to the rains and the seasons. And she also embodies vast divine power, vast divine power. She's a keeper of moral law, And she punishes those who do not honor their sacred contracts, who are liars, essentially. And this also links to the myth of Orcus, which I've talked about Orcus several times, linked to conjunct Venus here, so thrown into prominence. Orcus is the Etruscan god of the underworld who punishes those who break their sacred oaths and spiritual law. So very similar, takes them down to the underworld, makes them see the light, or if they can't, they receive a kind of a just punishment. So many of these dwarf planets have a very strong moral compass for us that remind us of our relationship with the earth, our relationship with nature, this sacredness, this reverence that we must keep the earth in and not violate. And I think that speaks volumes to the transition that we're in right now. But we have 5 planets in water here. We have 3 in Scorpio and Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. And that's why I think Varuna, as the Hindu god, a creator god of the oceans and all of the waters of the world, becomes even more important. I think water is going to become massively important, not only because of the prominence of Saturn and Neptune there. Saturn moves out of Pisces in February 26, and that's really when Neptune moves fully out of Pisces too. But we also have Sedna, whose myth is totally connected to the deep oceans. And I haven't put her on this chart, but she's just moved into Gemini. And again, when the dwarf planets change sign, they're thrown into prominence. So we have a lot about the seas and the oceans and water. Water is going to be huge moving forward. The purity of water, the toxicity of water, the structuring of water, the crystallization of water, what we can do to change water through our emotion, water being divine consciousness. Look at the work of Ade Austin. Look at the work of Randy Hatton too. And I'll put those 2 videos below as well. Just a couple of other things I want to mention here. This lunar eclipse is hitting the chart of Joe Biden, President Biden. The lunar eclipse is conjunct his moon, which rules his 8th house of secrets. That's interesting. At the same time as he has transiting Saturn conjunct his south node. And that can be quite difficult, to be honest. South node is our past actions. And Saturn is always a reality check. So that's quite a tricky transit. Varuna at 8:45 of Leo is conjunct his Pluto, very tightly conjunct his natal Pluto, which rules his 12th house. When you have planets ruling the 12th house that are being aspected, it could bring up a critical health issue. 6th house is health, 12th house is critical health. Also, this lunar eclipse is squaring the ascendant of China. China's ascendant is at 5 degrees of Aquarius, so this lunar eclipse is at 5 degrees of Taurus. It's also square the moon, the people in that chart of China. Moon is at 3 degrees of Aquarius. So again, China could be brought into prominence at this time. So, and what I'd like to share with you now, I mean, we are very aware of these jumps in light level that are happening for us. We are very aware, I'll stop sharing here. We are very aware of many of us actually feeling this sense of spaciousness and expansion. We're feeling more light in our being. I had that incredibly vivid, pin-sharp dream about seeing myself as the light body and just levitating. I mean, I'll never forget it. It was extraordinary. So many of us energetically, spiritually, are sensing this lightness, this shift towards multidimensionality, this time slippage. You remember Saturn is in Pisces, and I'll put the video of Saturn in Pisces below, because months ago when I did that, I was talking about one of the potential manifestations was a 3D reality, Saturn, linear time, Saturn, and gravity, Saturn, being dissolved by the fact that it's in Pisces. Pisces dissolves. So as consciousness expands, gravity dissolves. That's just a kind of seesaw. It's a counterpoint. And when gravity dissolves, we become more light body. But it also means that anti-gravity increases too. And so we are in a process which we can feel, as I say, many of us energetically, spiritually, in our dreams, that we are going beyond time and space. We're going beyond the definition of our 3D world in which we've lived for all of our lives. And it's very clear, Saturn in Pisces is part of this picture, that the old systems, the old world is collapsing. I mean, that's a huge message of Pluto in the last few degrees of Capricorn. I've talked about that to death over the last couple of years. Saturn in Pisces is part of that picture too. But what is exciting is I get very excited when the science starts to confirm the spirituality. So it isn't just, you know, woo-woo, it's actually grounded in physics. And there is a brilliant physicist, genius physicist, which who many of you I know follow and will have heard of, called Nassim Harriman. I'll put his name below. And just last month, on the 20th of September, he published his new unified theory of physics, because the world of physics has been having a bit of a nervous breakdown over recent years because they couldn't make the physics of the big world match with the physics of the quantum world. You know, there was just a kind of big gap in the middle. Well, what Nassim has done is bring that together in a unified theory. And a huge part of that is he has spent, I think, 30 years putting together, I think they're 40 pages of equations, which are pretty dazzling. But he talks a lot in this paper about free energy and about anti-gravity travel, anti-gravity transportation, which is incredibly exciting. And he says it will change everything. Everything in our world. Now, I always knew this was going to be a paradigm shifting time. And the reason I felt that, and I think I've certainly said it in many videos, and I said it in the live event last September with Sue Stone in Bournemouth. I've also said it, I think, in the Pluto and Aquarius video, that I expected this to be paradigm shifting in terms of our understanding of the cosmos, the galaxies. Our whole paradigm is going to shift. One of the reasons I was saying that was One of the last times Pluto was in Aquarius was in 1543 when Copernicus published his heliocentric theory that the Earth went round the sun and not the other way around. And that was just paradigm shattering for the average bloke on the street. Well, equally, I think once Nassim's unified theory of physics becomes more exposed and better known in the world, we are going to, you know, this is another Copernicus moment potentially, because he is talking about this paper as really understanding through his equations the physics of creation, the physics of interconnectedness of all things. And that was something I was writing about 10 years ago in my first book, this real paradigm shift. He's calling it an owner's manual for the universe, which I love, an owner's manual for the universe. But he really is saying that this is, you know, one living consciousness. And for me, it is one living and loving consciousness that we all are all partaking of. And so his paper, I think, is just so interesting that it's coming out at this time when we are really feeling that we are walking in two worlds. And, you know, people around us may be walking in one world and we're walking in another. And more we are establishing a higher timeline of a very loving new Earth. And I really would like to, you know, end with a quote, which I love, absolutely love. The author of this quote, I think I'm going to butcher their name. I think it's a man, Ilya Prigogine. I think he was a physicist, but I'll put his name below because I've almost certainly butchered it because I've just seen the spelling and not the pronunciation. But what he said was, when a complex system is far from equilibrium, which is what we've got at the moment, because the surges of high-frequency light coming in are causing great turbulence in this energy field. They're churning up the old energy. So we've got this tremendous churn. So when a complex system is far from equilibrium, small islands of coherence in a sea of chaos have the capacity to shift the entire system to a higher order. I'm going to say that again because it's a great quote. When a complex system is far from equilibrium, small islands of coherence in a sea of chaos have the capacity to shift the entire system to a higher order. If you're listening to this video, we are establishing those small islands of coherence in a sea of chaos. If you listening to this video has helped your coherence, if you're joining in with me 7 o'clock UK time on a Sunday evening, just for 15 minutes to send a loving intention and vision to help to create new Earth and to accelerate it, that is part of creating small islands of coherence. People, that isn't an original idea, of course. People are doing it all over the world with their groups, but all of it is adding to this tsunami of love, this momentum of coherence, because coherence means love. It means coherent. It means gratitude. It means compassion. It means peace. Those positive emotions are, by definition, coherent. So that's what we are doing right now. You are doing in watching this video, and I hope joining me and many others across the world on a Sunday evening UK time, or and remember the known Zoom links if you're just joining energetically. There are many other meditations you can join as well, but our focus is creation. Our focus is creation, and I'm very excited because Nassim Harriman has given us a physics grounding with many equations of how that is rooted in science to give us a whole new view of, I think, galactic reality, not just Earth reality, but galactic and cosmic reality. A lot in there today. I really hope it's helped you. huge shifts and changes going on. Try not to worry about the three changes. They are going to happen. The old world has to collapse. The old kitchen has to be smashed out before you can put the new one in. So just observe. The more you're with like-minded people in a group, the more you can just say, yep, astrology said this would happen. And here we go. Yep, has to be. And stand in the demolition site and be proud of the part you played. God bless. Speak again soon. Bye for now.
The Fifth Dimension out of 1969. That's from the musical Hair, where all the cast was naked. So now it's time to catch up with Patricia Robles, and she's again talking about we are entering the October eclipse portal.
As the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of crystalline light flow in through and around every particle and wave of life on Earth, it seems as though the obsolete patterns of separation and duality are becoming more and more prevalent. as these distorted patterns surface around the world, to be healed and transmuted back into light. People are responding in a multitude of ways. Because of a lack of understanding, many of their responses are actually exacerbating this purging process. Much of that is due to people's inability to comprehend what the oneness of all life really means. Today, the beings of light are informing us that the powerful eclipse series we will experience this month is providing the masses of humanity with a unique opportunity to comprehend what the oneness of all life means at a very practical level. On October 14th, we will experience a new moon annular solar eclipse. And on October 28th, we will experience a full moon partial lunar eclipse. Due to the quantum shifts that have taken place within our earthly bodies and our 12 fifth dimensional solar strands of DNA so far this year, humanity in mass is in a position to comprehend on a far more conscious level the sacred knowledge being revealed about the oneness of all life. This information is surfacing as an intuitive inner knowing within the hearts and minds of everyone who is willing to pay attention. We are being told by the beings of light that the frequency of light that will bathe the earth through the portal of this eclipse series will raise the consciousness of the masses and enhance humanity's ability to comprehend the practical application of the oneness of all life. This will provide the I Am presence of every person on earth with the ability to guide us through the next step of our awakening process. Awakening humanity knows that the purging taking place is an essential part of Mother Earth's ascension process. On one hand, millions of people are already invoking the light in powerful ways that will help the Earth and all her life to move through this part of the divine plan more quickly. However, on the other hand, our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who are still asleep, and those who are deliberately resisting moving forward in the light, are responding from their basest fears. These souls are lashing out at every person and everything that they perceive is different from them or disagrees with their belief systems. Their fear is intensifying the us versus them illusions, which have created so much of the pain and suffering for humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. This destructive and polarized thinking is now creating painful stumbling blocks for people as they strive to awaken and move forward in the light. One of the most important things the sacred knowledge within our fifth dimensional DNA is confirming is that there is no such thing as us and them. This profound truth from our Father, Mother, God is awakening in every person's heart flame, the inner knowing that every single person, place, condition and thing in the whole of creation is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. With every breath we take, this sacred knowledge is intuitively reminding us that it is impossible to harm any other person or part of life without our negative behavior reflecting back and harming us. In most instances, unawakened humanity is oblivious of this truth. This is why the Company of Heaven is invoking our assistance during this powerful eclipse series. The beings of light are asking if you and I and the rest of awakening humanity are willing to hold this sacred space for our sisters and brothers who are not yet able to intuitively comprehend the oneness of all life. If your answer is yes, during the October Eclipse series, we will be given unique opportunities in alignment with both our individual and our collective light work to exponentially empower our ability to be the open door for this facet of the divine plan. The beings of light have said the people who are acting out in the most deplorable ways are acting out of fear. They are terrified because they realize that the awakening that is happening on Earth will not only eliminate their ability to abuse their power, but also their ability to manipulate and control the masses. They are so buried in their own painful miscreations that they are not paying attention to the sacred knowledge being revealed through their own intuitive inner knowing. If they were paying attention, they would know that the earth and all life are ascending into a new solar earth's fifth dimensional frequencies of divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life, which will be a glorious experience for them and every other person on this planet. The Company of Heaven said that in the present chaotic environment, the fastest way for our asleep and resistant sisters and brothers to be able to comprehend the oneness of all life on a practical level through their own intuitive knowing is for you and me and the rest of awakening humanity to flood them with so much love that their I Am presence will be able to lift their heads above the mud puddle of their human miscreations. The Company of Heaven is inspiring every awakened son and daughter of God to listen to our heart's call. We are being assured that the entire Company of Heaven is standing in readiness to respond to our heartfelt pleas on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. This will be true with every facet of our light work throughout the month of October, whether we are flooding these precious souls with our Father, Mother, God's love during our daily individual light work or our collective light work when we gather in groups. Each of us have been training for lifetimes in unique ways to love life free during this critical time in Mother Earth's ascension process. This month, we are being encouraged by our godparents to reach into the very depths of our heart flames and to tap into the unique ways we have learned to love our struggling sisters and brothers free. So go within, pay attention, and know Your time is at hand. Dear one, the company of heaven is embracing you in their eternal gratitude for your willingness to be such a powerful force of light on this sweet earth. God bless you.
Mike Oldfield and part of Tubular Bells from Live at the BBC in 1973. Now, everybody's on TikTok or all those silly things, Facebook and all sorts of things. Messages came through from Mackie Ventura, sort of touching on that sort of stuff. This is via a spiritual contact group. My friends, I am Mackie Ventura. I choose to speak to you all tonight because it's been a little while since I've spoken to you as a group. As we witness the various effects being undertaken on your world, I can sometimes seem to you that what you are doing and choosing to be about may pale in comparison with the grand events, the political choices, the lives of the famous who gather many followers enraptured with their actions on a daily basis, sometimes of value and sometimes not. But I would like to contrast these two views. The one where you are witnessing fantastical happenings, conflicts, lifestyles of the famous and fortunate, with the daily practice of focusing within and from that perspective of making choices about what you can do and accomplish for the true grassroots evolution of spiritual awareness is occurring outside of the limelight in the choices everyday people make to be present and real, sincerely, with conviction, to do good as it becomes known in your awareness in relationship to the inner spirit within you. I dare say that your greatest moment of awareness comes when you're least focused on what is happening everywhere else and are simply being about your purpose each day. It can be inspiring to view what is happening from afar as someone else shares some beauty that they contain, but the real progress comes as souls, such as you, choose to be in the present and to be aware of what is possible each moment and each day as you practice implementing those values that you have taken from the theoretical and moved towards a practical application. There is a groundswell occurring and you are part of that. Trust that who you are and what you have to say is important and is part of the process that will bring about meaningful change. If there comes a time that your impact can be larger and you step up to the plate, so to speak, and become more visible to others, let it be because you are manifesting your inner reality such that it's inescapable not to witness, rather than disjointed stabs of lost souls seeking attention, but not having the grounding to know where the true power comes from. We are not merely seeking momentary flashes of light, but the continuous current that runs in circuits building in such a way that the illumination is unmistakable, and not simply a flash, but a more consistent, visible presence, building on the energy that has been applied by the multitude of people like yourself, particularly in the plans put forth by our Creator. I hope these words provide you with some thought, my friends. solar waves from Edwin Goodall. Now, another one from Patricia Cota Robles, and this is tapping into our knowing of oneness.
Hi, precious heart. We are in the full embrace of a powerful eclipse series. Last week, the company of heaven reminded us that all of us have been training for lifetimes in various ways, learning how to love life free. That is one of the main reasons we volunteered and were allowed to embody on Earth during this critical time in Mother Earth's ascension process. The beings of light said that during this eclipse series, we are being encouraged by our God parents to reach into the very depths of our heart flames and to tap into the unique ways we have learned to love our struggling sisters and brothers free. That sacred knowledge has been released in our newly activated fifth dimensional DNA and is now being revealed to each of us by our I Am presence as an intuitive inner knowing. In order for us to consciously perceive that vitally important information, our Father, Mother, God are asking us to go within, to pay attention, and to know that our time is at hand. There are enlightened wisdom teachers around the world, helping the masses of humanity in myriad ways to learn about the oneness of all life and the profound truth that the concept of separation and duality is an illusion. We can all help to empower that truth by joining them and working together whenever possible. There is another facet of the unfolding divine plan, however, that is even more essential to each of us individually. That is the need for us to tap into our own individual training and our knowing about the oneness of all life. As we tap into and implement the skills we have personally developed over lifetimes on how to love our sisters and brothers free from the illusions of separation and duality, our ability to transmit the consciousness of the oneness of all life to another person will be far more comprehensive and more powerful than anything we might have learned from outside of ourselves. The important shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness we are experiencing during this eclipse series are designed to help all of us tap into our own personal skills and training about oneness and loving our sisters and brothers free. This eclipse series began with a cosmic tone from the core of creation. The divine intent of that cosmic tone was to further awaken within each of us the knowing that we are one and that there is no separation. Several years ago, the Company of Heaven shared with us the truth about the love of our Mother God and the oneness of all life. The Company of Heaven asked me to share that information with you again today. Please go within to the divinity of your heart flame and contemplate these words. As you do, your I Am presence will push to the surface of your conscious mind the remembrance of your skills and training that are recorded within your fifth dimensional DNA. And we begin. So much has been written about love, that it has almost become a platitude. But the comprehensive divine love of our Mother God is the mightiest force in the universe. It is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of God. And it is the vibration through which we now must evolve and ascend back into the heart of God. The love of our Mother God has no bonds, nor barriers or conditions. Within the infinite power of our Mother God's love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. Her love contains within its essence the full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, and all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. Our Mother God's love heals the illusion of separation. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. It is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it reverberates with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom in the light. Our Mother's love is the foundation of all creation. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience the love of our Mother God, we understand that we are all one. We know that every particle and wave of life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. Whether we are a magnificent sun, a person, or a blade of grass, we are united in the body of our Father, Mother, God by the all-encompassing, cohesive light of our Mother God's comprehensive divine love. As our Mother God reclaims this earth, and once again anoints humanity with her infinite love, we are beginning to experience a deep reverence for all life. Our Mother's love is now pulsating within the core of our being. It is not outside of us. We no longer need to seek the divine feminine from afar. We need to merely accept that our Mother God has returned and that she is now abiding within every person's heart flame. Her love is pulsating within the silent rhythm of every heartbreak, every breath. It is the universal language now speaking to all humanity through our gift of life. As we take the time to listen in the silence of our heart, we hear the tones and whisperings of our Mother's love. Inspired by the wonders of nature and the music of the spheres, our Mother God is now reestablishing her covenant of divine love with the children of Earth, which will enhance our ability to once and for all accept the gifts of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. Through this covenant, the supply of all good things will forever and ever flood into the hands and use of the sons and daughters of God. The glory of God's eternal peace and infinite abundance will be a manifest reality, not only in this moment, but far beyond the earth and time into eternity. And so it is. With the completion of those words, our Father, Mother, God's cosmic tone is exponentially expanding within every person's heart flame. As it builds in momentum throughout the remainder of this eclipse series, the I Am presence of every person will assist in awakening within our heart flames the knowing that we are one. Dear one, God bless you. I wish you a powerful and enlightening eclipse series.
Well, lots of things happening at Infinity this week. Infinity Spiritual Centre at 550 Anglesey Street. This tonight, we have Living Light, where you can come along and join with a group of like-minded people and discuss things spiritual, do a little experiments on yourself and all sorts of things. But on Saturday, we have our monthly Spirit Fest. So you can come along and catch up with our group of healers and readers that are here on the day, and get a discounted price for reading or healing. But more importantly, because of COVID, our little cafe, we were throwing food away for COVID, so it's a real waste of time. So on Saturday, we're going to relaunch the cafe. Now, it's called ARK Cafe, A-R-K, Acts of Random Kindness. So you can come in and pay it forward and buy someone else a drink or coffee or whatever. And then monthly we give donations to charities. So this Saturday we have got tea, coffee, hot chocolate and tequino, which is roasted dandelion and chicory, which is a gluten-free option. And then we've got scones, muffins, quiche or sausage rolls, gluten-free, vegan or vegan options. And most importantly, if you buy something to eat and a drink, you get a 20% discount. So we're doing a 20% off for this Saturday only on food and drinks. And then we've got about 8 readers there as well, so you can come along and enjoy a whole day out if you want. I am Barry, it's been The Voice Within. Kakite, Shalom, Namaste, Masalam. May our God go with you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.